Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and today we are going to be taking callers with one question per caller as usual. Please don't forget to visit our website at howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. And check out all of the great specials that we're featuring on that website for your private readings and all of your counseling needs. Remember, we also feature a lot of other types of services through our website. So please just check it out, scroll by, you know, kind of peruse your way through the site. We're going to go ahead, and before we announce our specials today, we're going to take our first few callers. Once more, we are not joined by our co-host tonight, Lolita, as she does have some prior engagements. So please just bear with me. I am operating the chat room tonight on my own. The switchboard, I mean to say. And we are not taking any chat questions today. So we're going to keep the chat room closed for this evening. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 619-789-6807. Our first caller today is area code 505. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, what's up, man? My name is Malik. I'm currently in Santa Fe, New Mexico for now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, what's your question?
Okay, so how do I say this? Recently, I had this dream, and it was related to a certain person in my life who is my ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been dating or anything in like 2 years, but I've been getting these dreams about her, and just last week I got another dream about her, and it was just, it was about a bunch of things. Like, it seemed pretty real, like we saw each other, and right now I'm joining the army, and in the dream I was wearing a uniform and all that. Long story short, she said somewhere around the end of the dream, she was all like, thank you for honoring me, or thank you for defending me, something around those lines, and that she really, really, really appreciated it.
So the point is that you've been having dreams about an old girlfriend or a girl that you've been interested in?
This is a girl that I actually been out with and was been with and all that.
Okay. The reason you are probably having these dreams is one of two things here. Either you have not made your peace with that yet, or she's been thinking strongly about you lately. And I would say it's got to be because she's been thinking probably very strongly about you lately, trying to analyze where things may have gone or where things can still go with you. And you may be picking up on that psychically. What I feel psychically about this is that you're having these dreams because, in essence, it's time for you to try and reach out to this woman again, okay?
Yeah.
All right, I thank you for calling in, and we are going to have to move it right along here as we do have a full switchboard.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. All right, our next caller today is area code 510. Hello, caller, please state your name, where are you calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, my name is Jamal. I'm calling from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, I'm trying to figure out how, where I'm going in my job, my career. Am I going to be in the same place? Am I moving in a better direction, or?
Okay, Jamal. I'm getting about a week and a half to 2 week time period for movement with your career. And I feel that the answer will come to you directly, okay? You will also have the opportunity to expand your career path around that timeline. I feel that whatever it is you've been waiting to hear back from, that may very well be what comes in that week and a half to 2 week time period. I feel what does transpire for you will be very good and very healthy financially, as well as the environment from which you would be working in. So I wish you all the best on that, and please let us know how it turns out.
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. All right, once more, if I do seem to be a little bit fast in my answers today, one, I'm very connected right now, and two, you know, we do have a full switchboard here, so we're trying to move it right along and get to each caller possible today. Our next caller today is area code 512. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. Yvonne from Texas.
Yes, hello, Yvonne in Texas. How can I help you?
Hi. I was recently in a relationship, and
mm-hmm.
I was just wondering if you saw us be connecting.
Okay. Now, let's see here. I didn't... You were recently in a relationship, and you want
yeah.
to see... Huh?
Yes. And I wanted to,
yes.
well, we broke up like almost 3 months ago, and I was just wondering if you saw us reconnecting.
Okay. Well, may I have the first initial, please?
N.
N? Okay. Yeah, I do see that the two of you are going to reconnect. And I feel that this comes around the corner, in fact. I feel like it may just be anywhere right before the first or around the second or the third, because I'm getting the two and the three here as well. So around the second and the third as well for that reconnection to take place. I know that it's been quite a while since you guys have had that communication, but remember, the timeline in which it's been since then does amount up to the energy building right now, so it could happen anytime very soon.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. Now, I do feel that the reconnection is going to be good, and I feel that when this reconnection happens, you guys will come to a better understanding of the past and a mutual understanding at that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Wonderful. We wish you all the best, and let us know how it works out.
All right. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Have a nice evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, before we go on to our next caller today, we are now going to be featuring our 30-minute reading today only. Normally, we do a sale on it for $10. Today, we're doing a sale on it for $5.95. This is the 30-minute reading. So if you want to get in on this special, it will not be available after the end of today's show or after 12 p.m. tonight. So go ahead and get signed up with that if you really want to do it. We are offering the half-an-hour special for only $5.95 today. Our next caller today is going to be area code 917. When you're brought on air, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. It looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulty with the switchboard right now, so it may take a moment to bring you on air. Please just bear with us. All right, once more, we are trying to fix the technical issue here with the switchboard today, so please just go ahead and bear with us, and we will be bringing you back on air momentarily. Once more, while I'm fixing the issue, we are featuring the 30-minute reading today only until 12 midnight tonight, Eastern Standard Time. We are featuring the 30-minute, half-an-hour reading for only $5.95, people. So, you know, you want to get in on this deal. This is a great special. We're kind of kicking off the new Indian holiday season for the Hindus. So we're doing like a little special here, and that's going to be available to you here. All right, it looks like I may have the issue now fixed with the switchboard. I'm bringing on air now, area code 917. Hello, area code 917. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, Reverend Adam. This is Ellen. I'm calling from New York. And my question
is... hon, we can barely hear you here.
Okay, I'll say it again. Hello, Reverend Adam. My name is Ellen. I'm calling from New York. I would like to know...
Hello, Helen.
I will be getting employed soon.
Mm-hmm. You want to know if you will be getting employed soon.
Yes,
okay. Mm-hmm. I actually do see that you're going to be getting employed soon. In fact, Helen, I'm feeling that we should hear back either by this coming Monday or on Friday. Okay, so definitely within the coming week from what I'm sensing, but I'm getting that you're going to receive a telephone call or some type of communication from a position that's looking to hire you or a place that's looking to hire you for a position here anywhere between Monday and Friday. This time I feel that it is going to be a better offer rather than the menial stuff that has seemed to, you know, just been out there.
Yeah. Oh, that's good to
mm-hmm.
know. Thank you so
All right.
much.
All right, wonderful. I wish you the best of luck with that, and do call us back and let us know next week what has transpired for you.
I will. Thank you so much. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. All right. Our next special that we're going to feature before we bring on to our next caller tonight, we also are featuring a sale on our one-hour reading still at only $19.95. So you may want to get in on that and take advantage of that special as well. That is once more $19.95 for a full one-hour reading. All right. Our next caller here tonight is area code 302. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, Reverend Adam, this is Sean, a.k.a. Loving Soul. I just wanted to say that, I'm calling out of Northern Delaware. I just wanted to say that it's been a pleasure working with you, and I highly recommend that somebody, or well, that anybody look at your Spiritual Works kit. It's really a pleasure to work with him. The wealth of knowledge he shares is just outstanding. And I'm caught up between two questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure which one I want to ask. I should probably ask what's on my financial horizon.
Okay. All right. Well, what I'm sensing that is on your financial horizon here is that there is definitely a good increase financially for you. This appears to be coming around the second and the third week of August. However, there is a smaller increase that's going to be happening within the first week. So something that's just going to happen to kind of tide you by a little bit more, you know, kind of add to that pot that we've spoken of privately speaking. It's to add that little extra boost to that. But we are getting another financial increase happening around the second or the third week of August for you.
That is absolutely beautiful to hear. Thank you. And like I said, I highly, highly recommend you guys seek out some work. Check out the Spiritual Works Kit. They're all awesome, and I'm pretty sure they come with some really cool extras. So you guys should look into that. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Thank you, loving soul, for the great feedback here. It's always wonderful to have that on the show. And I will be speaking to you soon.
Yes, sir. I would like to write a review on your website, too. You should add a little section for that. Have a nice day.
There is, but I'll guide you for that later.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a nice night.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You too. All right. What a wonderful feedback from our friend Loving Soul. That's kind of his handle there. And I'm trying to get my my switchboard working here again. There we go. All right. Our next caller today is coming from the area code 510. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Tammy from California.
Yes. Hello, Tammy in California. How can I help you?
I wanted to know about what do you see far as with me?
Okay. I do specific questions that would be somewhat general. Could you specify what part of your life or yourself that you would like to ask about?
I guess my finances.
Okay, makes a lot of sense there. That's something that we all can agree with nowadays that we need to know about. All right. Well, the first thing that I'm pulling up for you is that we're looking at a two-week and three-day time period, okay? We're looking at this time period in which financially things will get a little better for you. We are seeing that you've had quite a bit of obstacles in life so far. You're making it, but barely making it, if you know what I mean. I also feel that the source of income has become so much more of a constraint than anything else. So I feel like the source of income is going to improve or change for the better. And I'm feeling that the amount of income is definitely going to get better for you. I'm seeing you able to survive and thrive rather than just survive, okay? And this all comes up within this year. Now, the major success financially for you, this is just an improvement now, but the major success for you is going to start to come in October. My question to you is, are you trying to develop something? Are you trying to build something on your own? Because I'm sensing that you may end up doing something on your own, which proves to become very successful for you.
That's what I want to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, honey, in October, it's going to take off. You're going to have all the right opportunity. Everything's going to come under the divine timing. And what that means is that not only are your doorways going to be open to receive, but you're going to receive all the right connections, all the right people, and all the right resources to create this.
Okay.
All right. I hope I didn't give you a heart attack, hon.
No.
But this is going to be a great blessing for you, a well-deserved one at that. God knows you've had so much patience already. But don't forget, you got to help others while you're being helped.
I know that.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, sweetie. You have a great evening.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Once more, another great caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Please don't forget to visit our specials on our website at howpsychic.com. That is spelled howpsychic.com. All right, everyone. And we are featuring two specials on the website. Our hour reading for only $19.95. And we are also featuring our half an hour reading for $5.95. That is an unbeatable price. And I am telling you what, that these specials will only be available now until midnight tonight for the $5 30-minute reading. The $19.95 reading for the hour will be up, however, for the until the end of the month anyway. And then it will be going back to the original price. So please book all of your personal readings, your private readings now before midnight. And make sure there is a new booking system online. All you do is click on the Book Now button and you will be able to book your reading. That can be found on the homepage. Our next caller tonight is area code 602. Hello, caller from area code 602. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is V from Arizona.
Hi,
how are you? My question is, I sent a letter of demand to my former landlord today, spelling out what how much the retaliation was and abuse, coming to $4,600. Mm-hmm. And I told him he needs to give me a certified cashier's check by the 7th of August, otherwise I'll go ahead and file a lawsuit against him for that amount, plus attorney fees of $3,000 and the filing fees mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. what do you see him doing?
Well, I actually feel that it will take a little while, but he will reply to you. And he will reach out to you and talk about it with you. Then I feel that he will want to settle it, like I told you before, because he is not going to want to go to court. I still feel that he will not want to go to court.
But do you don't see him giving me a cashier's check by the 7th, or you do?
I'm not seeing whether he will or not right now. Okay. All I know is that he will try and settle it with you, like I just said, because he will not want to go to court.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. One of our regulars here, B, everybody knows her. She's a wonderful caller on our show. All right. Our next caller today is area code 613. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Good evening. My name is Liz. I'm calling from Ontario, and thank you for taking this call.
No problem.
I have a son who's mentally handicapped. He has quite a low IQ. He's now going out with a woman that is twice his age, and I really don't like this. I'm afraid that she's using him to buy herself some alcohol to him. This is what I'm figuring right now. I'm worried.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what where I can stop this, or if it's going to end up all by itself, how things are going to go? His name is Rodrigue. Her name is Debbie.
Okay. And Debbie, how autistic is he? Does he have to be supervised 24/7 to live?
No. He lives on his own. We have mm-hmm. but a house where we're renting some
rooms.
Okay,
so even by living on his home, he does and on his own. He doesn't have any assistance program going
on. We help him. He's able to work. He's a janitor
mm-hmm.
in a government building there,
mm-hmm.
But he has very poor judgment.
Okay, yeah. One thing that I'm feeling about this is that you are going to have to force her to leave by taking legal action. I don't know exactly how you can go about that to get that done, but I know that I'm definitely feeling like you're going to have to do some legal action to get her out of his life. I definitely do feel that she is using him. Okay. And I don't feel that it will take very long to get her gone. I just feel that you're going to need to speak to a lawyer about this. Okay.
Okay. So,
I do appreciate you calling, and I wish you all the best with this one. As I am partially autistic myself, I know what it's like to have a child that's autistic, and, you know, they're more so than me, obviously, but it's going to be very difficult to try and also help him understand why she needs to be gone.
Okay, because this is the main problem. Like, you know, he seems to be terribly in love with her, and, you know, it's going to break his heart.
Yeah, and it definitely will break his heart to a degree, but I think as you're acclimating and you're preparing for her to go away, I mean, as you're preparing for her to go away, you should help him acclimate to the feeling and the knowing that she's going to be going away and that, you know, he can't hold on to her because she is just using him. I think that right now you need to start talking to him on a one-to-one basis and really allowing him to know that you're going to listen to him. You're not just going to tell him things, but that you're going to listen to him. And then you tell him things. You ask him questions. You show that you're interested in him and his opinion about it. And then you present your opinion and why you feel she needs to go away. And you kind of just sit there with as much patience as you can and do this explanation to him. But like I said, I wish you all the best. Please let us know how it turns out. And we are going to have to move on to our other callers
sure.
now. But I do wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. All right. Our next caller today is area code 206. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is Pei, and I'm calling from Seattle, Washington. I just want to know if there's any change in my career. I've been pretty much in the survival mode for quite a while now, and I just want to know if there will be a change some time soon or.
Okay. I do see a change sometime soon. I don't have an approximate timeline on this one for you. I mean, a specific timeline, but I do have a little bit of an approximate feeling. It seems to be around the month of August coming up. So it could be anywhere within the month of August. I do see you able to survive and kind of get some extensions here on the timelines in which things are due, but I do see you coming out of this on top, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Reverend Adam, and
you're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Once more, please check out our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. And check out our specials. We are featuring the $5.95 special for a half an hour reading. We are also featuring the special for a hour reading of only $19.95. The half-an-hour special will be up until midnight tonight only, and the hour reading will stay on our site until the end of the month, the end of the month being around the 31st. So the last day to get in on that is going to be the 31st, so please don't forget, check out the website. We also feature a lot of other services through our site, and wish you guys all the best in that. All right. Now, our next caller we have today is area code 714. Hello, area code 714. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Hey, Nathaniel, how you doing?
Pretty good. I'm out here from California, and I sold my house. So I was really on the move and everything, so hope to be moving here soon. And just kind of wondered what you saw for me, and maybe a new place.
Okay.
Or...
okay. Well, I definitely see a new place for you, and I think that it's going to be a lot better for you, a great environment, okay? I am sensing that everything will go through well. Are you still waiting for the finalization on the sale?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. That finalization will come through well, and I don't see any delays. How about that?
Hey, well, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you. And what I will say to you is, when are you planning to move?
You know, I was thinking about 2 or 3 months. They'll probably let me know in a couple of weeks or so that I have 30 or 45 days to go, so that'd be about 60 days.
I'm looking at 2 rather than 3 months, okay?
2 rather than 3, okay, so... it's the end of, so ours is September. By October, I should be out.
Yeah. And I tell you what, right now, start looking. Start putting yourself out there, seeing what's out there. Because whatever I see you're drawn to right now, I'm just feeling like you're going to be feeling drawn to it. You're just going to see it, and you're going to know that's it. And I'm telling you what, you are going to have such a fun time in the new place.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that, and I'm really happy you say that, because this has been a little of a downer when I got it. It's been a little downer. But
most understandable. All right, wish you all the best, and let us know what happens.
Hey, sweet, I appreciate it. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
A wonderful repeat caller here, always a regular. Nathaniel, you're always welcome on our show, and you know it. All right. We have Tristan Bishop, too, who's our next caller. Hello, Tristan. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. My name is Tristan, and I'm from Florida. And
yes.
I'd like to know about...
Hello, Tristan. You're breaking up on us, hon.
Can you hear me okay?
Now we can, yes.
Okay. I would like to know if you could pick up a name of a person that should be coming into my life and when it might be.
Okay. Wonderful. I love the specific detail of this question, to be honest.
Yay!
The first one that comes to mind is Michael or Mitchell, something with the M, and I'm kind of stuck between Michael and Mitchell, and I'm getting more like I'm wanting to lean towards the Mitchell side, you know? And I'm feeling this individual should be around the 17th and the 18th of next month.
Okay. And do you feel like how I would meet this person?
Okay. Well, you don't go out to eat a lot, according to what I'm feeling.
That's true. I don't go out at all, really.
But from time to time, you just feel motivated to go out and eat?
Well, I have funds issues, so I haven't really been out. I would like to.
Okay. Well, I'm going to stay true to the vision that I'm having, hon. I'm just going to tell you, whether you go out or not, this is what I see. It's going to be in a restaurant. Okay. Now, I believe that you will be... Who do you have as a female friend? She seems to be one of the only friends you have and can trust.
Yes, Carol.
Mm-hmm. Ah, bingo. You may be going out to the restaurant with her. I feel it's a very dear female friend of yours, one of the only friends you really have, true friends, that is. And, in fact, one of the only females that I believe you're able to trust.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm feeling like you may be with her at a restaurant, and you're going to happen to come across this person or meet them in a very peculiar way, but yet it all seems to be by divine blessing and timing.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hon, I wish you the best on that. Let us know what happens.
Okay, I can do that, and I thank you very much, and you have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we have just a few more callers here. Once more, just check out our website. It's howpsychic.com. Two great specials. One lasts until midnight tonight. That's the $5.95 special for a half an hour. And then the other one will last until the 31st. That's $19.95 for a hour. Bringing on our next caller here momentarily. All right, Tristan. All right, there we go. Our next caller is area code 510. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend. This is Tasha, and I was calling about a relationship. When do you see this guy named Andy returning back to me?
Okay. And you said I didn't quite catch the name, please.
Andy.
Andy? Okay. Honey, I feel like he's going to reach out to you one or two more times through contact of the telephone, but I honestly do not feel him ever putting the effort in to make this work. I feel that at this time he has just decided that he wants his cake and he wants to eat it too. He doesn't want to do any of the work or put any of the responsibility in himself. And the only time he really reaches out to you is when it's convenient for him. I feel that there has been room for potential with this, but I feel that that has faded away.
Okay.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Hello?
So I don't mean to give you bad news, hon, but I have to tell you the truth, whether I see good or bad. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller for today is area code 917. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. This is Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes. And did I catch your name right, Lisa?
Yes.
Okay. And how can I help you?
Oh, I was wondering what you pick up for me as far as career-wise. I'm actually, someone approached me, a woman, her first initials is an N, to actually be an intern for me to help build my business. I wanted to know what did you pick up around that situation for me about the person.
Oh. All right. I feel that you met this person in a very unusual circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet this person?
Through a group of friends.
From a friend?
Yes, through a group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I met her.
Mm-hmm.
And I know
okay,
a lot
well,
of
I'm...
What do you pick
I
up?
Am getting the message that there is a... I'm getting the word trustworthy here. Okay, but I'm also seeing it followed by the term procrastination. However, it's then followed by success.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So she's trustworthy. She procrastinates a little bit, But ultimately, she will get the job done, and she can be successful in her interactions with you.
Okay. Okay. So you see that she's someone that I could build with long term?
Yeah, I believe she is. So my answer to you with the vision, I would say proceed with caution. You know, go for it, but don't put yourself all in at once.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, and you have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye. All right. We're only going to be taking two more callers for the evening here, I believe. Hold on. Okay, so we have four more callers for the evening, and then we are done because we're going to be shutting it down early. But remember, you have until 12 midnight tonight Eastern Standard Time to get in on the great specials at our website at howpsychic.com. Our next caller today is area code 480. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller with area code 480. You are live and on air.
Hi, yes, can
hello.
You hear me?
Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Reverend. My name is Shruti, and I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona. And
mm-hmm.
my mind is asking me to ask the question when my house is going to sell, and my heart is asking
mm-hmm.
about relationships.
Okay, so which is it, hon? The house?
Yeah, go on that, because that's
okay.
the one I'm worried about more.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. All right, and you said your name. I didn't quite catch it.
It's Shruti.
Shruti, okay. Are you Indian?
Yes, I am.
Namaste.
Namaste.
All right, hon. Well, I actually do see the house selling, and I feel that you've had it on the market for quite some time now. Is that correct?
Yes, I've been on the market since May.
Since May. Wow. You've been waiting a while. Well,
yes.
We are looking at it selling somewhere between the 24th and the 27th of next month. In fact, that does bring us in between a weekend time period. So, you know, let's say anywhere between that time period or shortly after. So we could also have it sometime right before the time period, because I am being shown the numbers 21 through 24.
Okay.
This should be in August.
In August, okay. And good
mm-hmm.
price, something that hopefully I'm going to be happy with, or?
I believe you will get close to the asking price, not too far away.
Okay.
So I know that you're kind of stern with the asking price. It's really what you need. But remember, it's okay to be a little flexible on it as well.
Yeah, I'm willing to be flexible as long as I'm not going to take a major beating.
Yeah, and you're not going to take a beating. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Reverend.
It all looks great to me, and I feel that you're going to get very close to the asking price.
Okay.
We're only doing one question today per caller, so I'm not going to go ahead and answer the one about the love life, but I will tell you there is some good luck over there for you. Okay.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller today is area code 805. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. My name is Anna, and I'm calling from California.
Yes, Anna. How may I help you?
Well, I've recently gone through a lot of changes spiritually, and I have this opportunity to take a class with this instructor, and her name is Alexandra. I was just wondering if you could see that working out for me, if that would be a positive.
It will, and you will find a good success level with it. You're going to have to be a little patient with her, though. She can be a bit pushy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But she has the right intention. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm going to call you because I really want to talk to you more.
Wonderful. Well, I would appreciate that. And you have a wonderful evening.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. And our last two callers, our next one is area code 843. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. This is Pooja.
Hey, Pooja. Long time don't hear from you on the show.
I know. I finally caught you on the radio show, so I thought I'd call in. So,
awesome.
I'm excited. Will you answer a question for me?
Yes.
Okay, I want to, the obvious one, the motel being sold, is what I want to know about. I'm hoping and praying it's this week.
Okay. Yeah, I know we're cutting it very close on that deadline, and honey, I know you've been more nervous about it than what you're letting me on to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I spoke to you, you acted like it was nothing, even though
it was
something.
I know, it was a good day, but today was heavy for me.
Okay. Well, I am sensing there is one final chance this week to get it to sell, and that buyer will like the facility, but they are going to come in with a little bit of a low bid compared to the asking price, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I will say is that it will be close to the asking price, but, you know, you're going to have to become a little bit more flexible with it. Better it sell to someone rather than having it taken away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So do you see someone coming in?
Yes, I do see someone coming in.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Pooja. And try and get a hold of me in another day or two, okay?
Okay. I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our absolute last caller for today. If we haven't gotten to you and you are calling in today, please try next week and make sure you come in before the beginning of the showtime so you can get further up on the list and you're not so far down. Now, we do apologize if we don't get to everyone tonight. But remember, we always are on each and every week, Saturday at 10 p.m. Our last caller of the evening is going to be brought on momentarily. Remember, our website is howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. And if you're having problems trying to find it, just Google Reverend Adam Stout. And you'll find the website. All right, once more, our last caller, area code 484. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Tonetta, and I'm calling back in again. I called before.
Yes, hello, Tonetta.
How
are you?
I'm okay. I'm having a little bit of confusion here in my love life. I'm not, you know, 100% certain that things are going to get going here with me and Danny. He is still kind of pushing me away. Like if I say, do you want to come over and watch a movie? He kind of won't even respond anymore. But we're still talking. So I don't know where I stand here with Danny.
Okay. Yeah, he seems to be going through a little bit of that rough spot again, but I think he will snap out of it and improvement will be coming. I give that a time period of 2 to 3 days. So right before the first. Kind of right on time, in my opinion.
Oh, so he'll definitely be wanting to go out and spend time together.
Yes, I do feel he will.
Okay, well, that's awesome then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm so happy because I really don't want to waste any more time on the wrong people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's understandable, okay? And,
yes.
I'm sorry?
I said yes. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Namaste, love, light, and good night to everyone. See you next week. Once more, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. Namaste, love, light, and good night.